Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Mrs. Margaret Bensko, the daughter of painter Ernest Lawson, at her rooms in the Shattuck Hotel in Berkeley, California, on September 7th, 1976. Your father was the American painter Ernest Lawson, a distinguished member of the Eight Group, who died in 1939. And I would like very much if you could tell me something about Ernest Lawson as a man, as an artist, and especially you're, I think, in a unique position to talk about Ernest Lawson as a family man.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if you could perhaps start from the beginning, go back as far as you can remember. For instance, where were you born and when?
Well, I was born in Paris. Mm-hmm. My father had met my mother. She was teaching in Asheville, North Carolina, and she also was teaching in Kansas City, Missouri for a while, where she met him as a student. He was copying Rosa Bonheur's horses at the time, and she got him onto the idea of working from nature rather than copying something.
Really?
She became very interested in his work because she saw that he had a definite talent, then he went to after first going to New York and studying at the Art Students League, he went to Paris in 1894,
and met your mother.
He went alone. You see.
Oh.
And they corresponded during the time he was there, and then he came back, and they went to Paris after that, after a little interval, and I was born there.
Mm-hmm.
And
what year was that, if I may ask?
That was 1895.
1895.
Yeah. And so when I was still a baby, they left. They went to England. And then they only stayed in England for a short time. He had some cousins there. And they tell a few stories in one of Glacken's book that he wrote called The Ashcan Group. They tell some little anecdote about his not getting along too well with his parents, and so he decided to leave, take French leave, as they said, there, by climbing down a drain pipe, which I think is just an amusing story, but I doubt there's much truth in it. But in any case, he came back, and they went to Canada, for a while, he had some family, some cousins, and he evidently, for a short period, tried to paint portraits, which he eventually gave up because it wasn't the thing he was interested in. And I think there are only two or three portraits among some of his family that he made there.
This was in the late 1890s?
Yeah, well, this was after he came back in 1895.
Uh-huh.
And then my mother went on to Asheville.